John S. Doyle is back to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
The Irish Independent's front page photograph is of Eddie Jordan, who is the subject of many tributes in the papers following his death at the age of 76. The Independent says he was the Formula One team boss who lived life in the fast lane and won many over with his Irish charm. Jordan's death is the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. God speed, says the Mirror headline. May the road rise with you, says the Sun. The Independent's main story concerns a report from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, which says that planning permission for around 12,000 apartments is set to expire over the coming 24 months, even as demand for homes dramatically exceeds supply. In the Irish Daily Mail, Craig Hughes brings news that more than 1,000 prisoners were released within 24 hours of being put behind bars last year. Aintu leader Pather Tobin, who received the figures on foot of a parliamentary question, has described them as absolutely scandalous, the paper says. The Irish Daily Star leads with the report of a court case in which Dave Mahon of Carrick on Shannon is accused of assault causing harm to his neighbour Jim Fahey, a pensioner. As the paper describes it, Mr. Mahon said he had a violent row at Mr. Fahey's barbecue after joking that they should have gone to McDonald's instead. Griller warfare is the headline. US trade war spells disaster for Irish economy, says the Irish Examiner lead headline. Trump's tariffs could cost Irish economy over 18 billion euro, says the Irish Times. Both papers take their lead stories from the report published today by the Economic and Social Research Institute, which you may have heard about in the bulletin. The Times notes the ESRI's calculation that if the United States were to impose 25% tariffs on all European Union exports, as President Donald Trump has threatened to do, and the EU responds with tariffs of its own, the Irish economy would shrink by 3.7% over the next 5 to 7 years, compared to a scenario with no tariffs. The Examiner notes that the EU said yesterday it would delay retaliatory tariffs until mid-April to allow for talks aimed at finding a compromise. More Trump-related news in The Independent, where it is reported that Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted that all nuclear power plants in his country belong to Ukraine. This was after reports that Mr. Trump had said that an American takeover of Ukraine's nuclear power would offer the best protection for the country's infrastructure. There's yet more Trump in an editorial in The Examiner. The paper says that Philippe Baptiste, France's Minister of Higher Education and Research, said this week that a French scientist travelling to Houston, Texas for a conference was denied entry to the US after immigration officers looked through his phone. This measure was apparently taken by the American authorities because the researcher's phone contained exchanges with colleagues and friends in which he expressed a personal opinion on the Trump administration's research policy, the minister said. The Examiner comments that from now on, when airline pilots announce that their flights are approaching an American destination, that declaration may be accompanied by passengers' furious deletions of material from their devices. By way of contrast, Dennis Staunton, in a Beijing letter in the Times, acknowledges that China is seldom singled out for acclamation as a land of liberty. But a Pakistani man he spoke to, who was on a postgraduate course in Beijing that will last for 2 years, is already thinking of ways to extend his stay. He said he would be happy to spend the rest of his life in China, and I asked him what he liked about it, Staunton writes. The freedom, the man said. I can do whatever I want here, and nobody is watching me or talking about me. The first Chinese friend Staunton told about this laughed so hard he couldn't speak for a couple of minutes. A Congolese PhD student laughed too, before saying that the Pakistani man might have a point. I think I know what he means, he said.
John S. Doyle.